Days before the presentation of the federal budget, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has instructed ministries to identify redundant government organizations that can be wound up in the budget to save money and to also sort out the issue of power sector subsidies. Government sources told the Express Tribune that after taking a briefing on the new budget, the Prime Minister constituted about half a dozen committees to address major pending issues. The committees have been constituted 10 days before the presentation of the budget in the National Assembly. Finance Minister Mohammed Aurangzeb is scheduled to present the budget on June 2 in the National Assembly. The Prime Minister asked him to sort out all pending issues by Saturday. The sources said that the ongoing discussions with the International Monetary Fund are expected to conclude today with the most crucial meeting between the IMF, the Federal Board of Revenue and the Finance Ministry. They said that the fiber remained the thorny issue in the talks, and a couple of meetings were also tense in which the IMF staff questioned the credibility of the commitments given by the fiber at the time of the staff-level discussions in March. The sources said that after the briefing on the budget, the Prime Minister decided to constitute the committees to resolve the pending issues. He set the deadlines till May 24 for the ministries aimed at concluding the budget exercise in time. The sources said that the Prime Minister has instructed all the ministries to review the Pink Book to identify redundant and dysfunctional organizations and recommended winding up as part of the government's downsizing and cost-cutting agenda. The deadline is May 24. The Prime Minister had constituted a cabinet committee on reducing the size of the government, which undertook the exercise in five different phases. However, the results remained below the government's own expectations. The Federal Rightsizing Committee is now expected to complete the review of the purpose and rationale of various state-owned enterprises, which will be completed by end December 2025. In a briefing to the Senate Standing Committee on Finance last month, the Cabinet Division stated that the drive to reduce government expenditures by abolishing posts would save 36 billion rupees annually. It further informed that one-fifth of the savings were ensured by cutting the lowest pay grade 1 posts of gardeners, sweepers and peons. About 40,000 positions have already been either abolished or declared dying positions in the public sector. Out of these, 11,558 positions that were either abolished or declared dying belong to Pakistan's lowest pay scale 1. This is equal to 29% of the total positions that are being abolished. The average salary of pay scale 1 is 42,888 rupees in peons. Gardeners and sweepers are recruited in this scale.